Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing what is beginning more and more to look like a year of crisis, a year of bitterness and destruction, property destruction, violence, and basically the polarization of the country in such a manner that it is reminding many people of the year 1968. In 1968, the entire election was scarred by political assassinations, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., which was followed by riots literally everywhere across the country. There were more than 60 major cities that had extremely destructive riots, and for police officers and for people simply trying to protect public property, it was a nightmare. And then, of course, there were the riots in Chicago at the Democratic Convention. Guess where the Democratic Convention is this year? Some moron, and it could be anyone with the Democratic Party nationally, had the idea that it would be a great idea to move the convention to Chicago again this time. And given the divisions in the Democratic Party and the difficulty that so many people, including, unfortunately, the President of the United States, the President of the United States is and has been for a very, very long time. I mean, again, I am just coming back home in a beautiful sunny day in Seattle from having spent 8 days of the extended Passover holiday, the full Passover holiday based on biblical scripture that included what at least many of the promoters of the event that I was part of think, and they have good reason to, was the largest single Passover gathering, Seder gatherings for the nights of Seder in the country. And there are places around the world, there are places in Israel where you will get comparable numbers of people, but this was extraordinary. And what was fascinating about it is how many people feel genuinely pained about Joe Biden. And there's no question that in the group that I was part of, that the overwhelming support was for Donald Trump. But partially because, aside from everything else, no one can take away the fact that he moved the Israeli embassy to where it belongs, to the capital of Israel in Jerusalem. He recognized the Golan Heights, which has a thriving Jewish community, recognized it as part of the State of Israel, and most importantly of all, with the brilliant assistance of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, he achieved the Abraham Accords, which was a very positive development for the State of Israel. Now, again, Joe Biden, in terms of his response to October 7th, has been admirable, and most Jewish people feel gratitude for that. He is somebody who has been a friend of Israel and a supporter of Israel for a long time. All his years in the Senate, he had strong relations with the Jewish community. But right now, on this issue of the universities and the anti-Semitic protests that have been sweeping campuses across the country, the president has been too quiet. The president has not taken a stand. And what makes that even more directly painful is that people like Chuck Schumer, who took a ridiculous position in terms of his own insistence for that there be an Israeli change of government That is not a position that endeared him as a leader of the Jewish people. But Chuck Schumer spoke out clearly about the protests at Columbia. After all, he represents New York City and together with the rest of New York. And he spoke on the Senate floor with a manner and a level of clarity that President Biden needs to adopt. Here's Senator Schumer, clip 9.
I'd like to begin today by saying a few things about the protests at Columbia University. Smashing windows with hammers and taking over university buildings is not free speech. It is lawlessness. And those who did it should promptly face the consequences that are not merely a slap on the wrist. Free speech, discussion, and even strong disagreement are fundamental American values, and campuses should be places where those values are cherished. Campuses cannot be places of learning and argument and discussion when protests veer into criminality. And those who commit such acts are doing nothing to convince others that their cause is just. It is also unacceptable when Jewish students are targeted for being Jewish, when protests exhibit verbal abuse, systemic intimidation, or glorification of the murderous and hateful Hamas, or the violence of October 7th. As I said in my speech here on the floor last November, and many times since, that is anti-Semitism. It is loathful. It is unacceptable.
Okay, that's clear and direct. It may not win Arab American votes in Michigan, but I think for people of goodwill, including not just Jewish voters, but voters sympathetic to the Israel's cause, which includes many, many dedicated Christians as well as committed Jews, the clarity of that kind of statement against the excesses displayed at public universities, at places like UCLA. And again, I mentioned before, we have a whole family connection with UCLA. My wife has 4 degrees from UCLA. Her mother has a degree from UCLA, back when it was unusual for females to go to major colleges, or much less usual than it is today, where they're the majority. Ted Lieu, who is a congressman from western part of L.A., and I believe he covers his district, includes Beverly Hills, California. He did a press conference on Capitol Hill yesterday and sounded the same kind of notes from the House of Representatives side that Schumer sounded in the Senate. Listen, this is clip 10.
You have the absolute right to free speech in America. You can protest. But the First Amendment does not give you the right to break windows, to vandalize buildings, to take over private buildings, and to make students who happen to be of Jewish descent feel unsafe. Those things are not protected by the First Amendment. And so the folks who are protesting need to understand that line. And when they cross that line, then universities have every right to take action against those students.
And again, this is very important, and they have not taken the action in a way that they need to. There was that previous era of demonstrations and yes, riots involving universities did not result in mass expulsions, which is appropriate. In other words, you can say whether or not if the protesters ended up harming cops or attacking cops, they certainly should be prosecuted for it. But at the very least, people who disrupt these university campuses should be suspended, should be expelled, should have academic consequences. Because other than that, it's going to get further and further out of control. In the midst of all this, what about Trump's declaration that he may free every single one of the rioters from January 6th? His team is eyeing case-by-case pardons. This story is fascinating and important. We'll be talking to somebody who broke the story, Ryan Riley from NBC, coming up on The MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ryan J. Riley is a justice reporter for NBC News, and he is the author of the book Sedition Hunters, How January 6th Broke the Justice System. And he's reacted recently to some of the comments that President Trump made in his interview with Time magazine, where he made it clear that he was absolutely considering pardoning every single Capitol rioter who were described by former President Trump as the J6 Patriots. You write, Ryan, that the that group, the J6 Patriots, would include January 6th defendants caught on tape brandishing or using. Well, do you have the list in front of you, actually, of the weapons that they did use on January 6th?
So there were firearms, stun guns, flagpoles, fire extinguishers, bike racks, batons, a metal whip, office furniture, pepper spray, bear spray, a tomahawk axe, a hatchet, a hockey stick, knuckle gloves, a baseball bat, a massive Trump billboard, Trump flags, a pitchfork, pieces of lumber, crutches, and even an explosive device that were used that day.
Okay, the question that comes to mind immediately is, if people went to the Capitol carrying that kind of armament or weaponry, what did they expect to use it for?
It's a great question. I mean, I think there were, I mean, some of the items, I will say some of the items were definitely things that were picked up on the scene, like, you know, fire extinguishers, that sort of thing. Some of the wood, perhaps. But, you know, if you're going there with a pitchfork, if you're going there with metal gloves, that's, you know, in a different category. A lot of these people were really prepared for what they were doing that day. Now, you know, someone with a flagpole, they could have just brought a flagpole because they wanted to bring a flag, sure. And then they ended up using it as a weapon. But many of those items, you know, say a metal whip, for example, pepper spray, bear spray, a tomahawk axe, a hatchet, those sort of items aren't the sort of things that were sort of just impromptu and spur of the moment. Those are the sort of things that you bring somewhere when you're preparing for violence.
I know that right now there's a tendency to look at some of the violence in America recently and to lump together three very, very different kinds of violent encounters. The January 6th riot, which you talk about, then the emerging college riots and activism around the country, and then people connect that with the George Floyd riots of 2020. Do you think that's fair to expect that there be consequences for rioters in all three of those episodes?
Yeah, I think there are definitely, yes. I mean, breaking the law is typically comes along with consequences. I think the distinction, one of the major distinctions that is sort of frustrating, I think, in some of the coverage is that, you know, just on a basic level, it's a lot of this is about jurisdiction and also, you know, the event when it took place, right? So there's just, you know, a logistical difference a reasonable difference between taking over a private building, and which is obviously a crime and inexcusable as well, I would say. That's something that, you know, can be prosecuted, but that's primarily something that would fall to state authorities. And the difference, I think, one of the major differences with the January 6th thing is when sort of, you know, your average listener or reader might just sort of pop in their mind, well, why is the FBI going so aggressively against this? I mean, in addition to the fact that it happened during the peaceful transfer of power, it was an attack on a federal building, which are automatically things that sort of, you know, bring up their jurisdiction. There's also just the fact that the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. prosecutes both local and federal crimes, right? So even if it was something that happened in D.C., because in D.C. we don't elect our local prosecutor, that's something that would automatically fall to the U.S. Attorney's Office and would be investigated, by the FBI. They would be a part of this because it's about an attack on a federal building. So just, like, jurisdictionally, I think that's something that I think people, you know, need to sort of wrap their heads around and also, you know, ask the question if everything, you know, there's this idea of making everything a federal crime. Now, everything that happens in a federal building kind of has to be a federal crime. But when there's, you know, talk about, I think, state buildings, you know, just private buildings in states, is everything that happened there a federal crime? Absolutely not. If someone burns something, that's something that you can trigger, that, you know, there's an arson charge that you can bring. There are various federal statutes that impact parts of you know, so especially around the rioting in 2020, there were a lot of charges that were brought. In fact, hundreds of cases brought under Bill Barr and by the Justice Department there, where they found sometimes were creative ways to charge defendants there. But, you know, if it happened in the Capitol building, it's sort of automatically something that the FBI and the federal prosecutors are going to be interested in just because of, frankly, where it happened. If you, and that's even setting aside, you know, just obviously the difference between a campus environment and the seat of government, the seat of the legislative branch during an important exercise in the peaceful transfer of power.
Okay, President Trump's in the middle of a presidential race. A lot of people are shocked at how close that race is between President Trump and President Biden. You've written about this, spent months researching it. Do you believe that there's a substantial number of people who will be more likely to vote for Trump because he pardons the so-called J6 patriots? Is this a good political move for the president?
You know, it's tough to say. I think because a lot of the media is so sort of divided, a lot of people are getting their information from a lot of different places. So, you know, for some folks who hear about pardoning J6ers, their mind is going to go to maybe somebody who got hit with a misdemeanor and, you know, was peaceful and walked in the building that, you know, they acknowledged either because they were, you know, admitted at trial that they knew they should have walked into or because, you know, they were convicted by a jury of their peers. But the penalties for those things aren't really high for those misdemeanor defendants, right? Like, I think one thing people don't grasp is that a lot of people are just regularly getting probation for these sentences, those low-level sentences. So you're not seeing people really thrown away for lengthy periods of time. If they just like showed up, it's probation, right? So unless you screw up again, you're kind of going to be fine. But you know, there have been 500 people total who have been sentenced to periods of incarceration, but the median sentence is of those who have been sentenced out to prison, explicitly those people, those 500 plus, the median sentence is 8 months. So they're not like necessarily extremely long sentences. So a lot of this is going to be over. But I think, you know, there's just a lot of video of violence that happened that day. And I think that was what I really wanted to just sort of drill in on. And the way that story actually came about was on Friday, there was an individual who some people may have heard of called John Sullivan. And he was really sort of an outlier in the January 16th. I covered his trial.
Okay, could you hold on for a second? We're speaking with Ryan Riley. I also want to ask you about the reports that have been circulating so fervently in conspiracist circles that this was actually a provocateurs from the FBI who deliberately make this situation look worse than it would have been. Is there any substance to that at all? Any basis for that kind of suspicion? We'll get to that and more with Ryan Riley coming up.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, in response to President Trump's recent comments to Time magazine that he is absolutely serious in going over and potentially pardoning 100% of what he calls the J6 Patriots, part of the reason for a lot of President Trump and his inner circle to consider that kind of pardon has to do with their idea that many of these people were instigated, were actually the victims of provocateurs working with the FBI and perhaps with organizations like Antifa to try to make the Trump's supporters look bad or look extreme or find them a context to disgrace the entire effort to, quote, stop the steal. Ryan Riley has written a book which is called Sedition Hunters, How January 6th Broke the Justice System. He's also commented on President Trump's promises of pardons. Do you find anything at all about these explanations of January 6th being something very, very different from the way it's been portrayed? Is there any basis at all for those suspicions?
By and large, no. So, but what's actually interesting is the way that this story came about was because I covered really closely the trial of John Sullivan, and the reason that I really focused on that is because he was one of these outliers. And what was fascinating there, I should, you know, spoiler alert, he was sentenced to more than six years in federal prison on Friday. But that was what sort of led me to asking these questions of the Trump campaign, like, would you also pardon this individual, John Sullivan? Because John Sullivan Sullivan is not someone who was a Trump supporter. His brother was, but he himself was, you know, at least tried to align himself with the Black Lives Matter movement. And even though those protesters distanced themselves from him long before January 6th. But he was, what prosecutors say and told the jury was that he was there to incite violence, to foment anarchy. And they showed videotape, and I was in court for it, afterwards, that showed him bragging about how he wanted to make those Trump supporters FF up. You can fill in the blanks there. And that was, you know, so he was someone who really did seem like was sort of a chaos agent, as described by the Reagan-appointed judge who sentenced him to 6 years in federal prison. So, you know, that was someone where we see a lot of conservative media focus on him, and I thought it was really important to report that out and go to the trial and figure out what exactly happened in this case, because it was such a strange case. But, you know, obviously just the fact that he was sentenced, he was tried by the federal government, and sentenced to 6 years in prison, which I should say is amongst the longest sentences of any January 6th defendant, I think that sort of debunks that idea, that notion, right? Because if he was working with the federal government, that would have been something that would have come out during his trial. His defense attorneys would have made that point during the trial, and or the federal government wouldn't have gone after him in the first place because he was on the books for them. But really, I think he was just someone who really got too wrapped up in a lot of the social media stuff. He was, you know, a young guy who just really got wrapped up in that and ended up saying some really silly things or really ridiculous things that to get a lot of attention online, and did some bad things on January 6th. But he was, you know, there were so many people there who were saying sort of the same things who were blending in. The notion that John Sullivan had much of a impact on the larger crowd, I just don't think really lines up with reality, because everyone was sort of all about that, and he was, you know, he bragged about being on the front lines, but in reality he was a little bit further back during a lot of it and was sort of talking to his camera and bragging about this. And then, you know, afterwards he tried to, of course, pivot in terms and make himself out to be a journalist, but that was sort of disproven in court, and they showed all this evidence, and that was just sort of a ploy that he had developed because he, you know, wanted to avoid arrest. So he was is really oddities of the January 6th attack.
Which it's worth people knowing about, which is why it's worth reading some of the material, your material that we have posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Right now, there are people all over the country who are worried about very serious riots at the Democratic Convention, because the same people who were occupying university buildings and fighting cops and at UCLA and at Columbia University could well turn out to go after the president they call Genocide Joe at the Democratic Convention in Chicago. It also has that historic resonance of echoing the Chicago riots in 1968, which I witnessed and did not participate in. But that's do you think that's a reasonable fear?
I think it's something that law enforcement, I think, is definitely needs to be prepared for and is probably, you know, is definitely aware of. I think, you know, it's frankly often the gaps in law enforcement, just historically, at least after, I think, that era for the most part, haven't been sort of blind spots in terms of the left, right? Because law enforcement as a whole generally, I think, leans a little bit conservative, leans a little bit right. And that's one of the things we sort of saw in the lead up to January 6th, as it did become a little bit of a blind spot, I think, because, you know, even people who were assaulting law enforcement officers on that day were doing so often with Blue Lives Matter flags, right? It was just not instantly like a group that you would suspect would take part in this attack on police. And it was because of the day and because, I think, of, you know, the power of that mob is what really got people worked up. And people who I think otherwise lived really law-abiding lives, many of them, that's not to say there weren't a ton of, you know, career criminals and whatnot, people with really awful records in the crowd, but some people who were just, I think, what the Proud Boys would describe as normies, right? People who didn't have criminal records, who had families, who engaged in conduct that day that was really a departure from what what the rest of their lives were like. And I think that that's what you've really got to worry about in any of these situations, right, is that mob mentality taking over and having people do things under the guise of anonymity or thought why they are under the guise of anonymity that they wouldn't otherwise do and just sort of put
okay,
in their everyday
two,
lives.
Two, so. Two quick questions with the brief time we have left. Do you believe, as some people do, that President Trump's response to the January 6th riot actually has ended up helping him and building loyalty? And is it possible that sympathy for President Biden, if his convention in Chicago is disrupted by rioters from the pro-Hamas left, could that possibly help President Biden?
It's tough to say. I mean, I think that Trump is generally just sympathetic with the January 6th defendants altogether because a lot of them were there, you know, for him, and they are still continuing to support him. Some people have now said that they have learned their lesson, that they think that they were tricked or fooled by his rhetoric, but a lot of them are still supportive of him, and they hold fundraisers at his location in New Jersey in Bedminster. So I think that that, you know, that sort of the tight ties between a lot of these January 6th defendants and the movement of January 6ers and Trump is largely what has caused that because, you know, generally if people are praising Trump, they're going to, he's going to link them right back. But, you know, I think on the Biden question, it might be a little bit above my pay grade for how that ends up ultimately playing out. Of course, you know, you'd certainly hope for peace in any of those scenarios and hope that law enforcement is as prepared as they need to be.
And let us hope that there are no more serious injuries for law enforcement from all of this. A pleasure speaking to Ryan Riley. He is the author of Sedition Hunters, How January 6th Broke the Justice System. Information about his latest research about the January 6th riots. That's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. There is a feature coming up on the Medved Show. Surprising feature. A fanfare for the common fraternity. Frat boys. Really? What have they done right? We'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show.
Here's a special discount. 50% off just for being a Medhead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnybay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnybay.
And every once in a while on the Michael Medved Show, we like to honor ordinary Americans who have done something extraordinary under the heading of a fanfare for the common man. Okay, with that introduction, there's a piece in the New York Post, and the headline is more than $124,000 raised for University of North Carolina frat brothers who protected an American flag from an anti-Israeli mob. And like some of the best writing in the New York Post, this does not pretend to be an impartial account. They write that a group of patriotic frat brothers at the University of North Carolina are being rewarded for protecting the Stars and Stripes from an anti-Israeli mob bent on hoisting the Palestinian colors. By the way, those Palestinian colors, like everything else about that whole movement, is a phony. The Palestinian colors, it's the Jordanian flag. You can look it up. It, with a very, very minor adjustment, the Palestinian colors are the Jordanian flag, which goes to the idea that basically what they call Palestine was never its own country and was part of Jordan between 1949 and 1967. Anyway, a GoFundMe page set up for the Pi Kappa Phi students has raised more than $122,000 as of this afternoon for the students' heroic stand this week at the UNC Chapel Hill campus to throw this frat party, the party they deserve, the fundraising site said. Commie losers across the country have invaded college campuses to make dumb demands of weak university administrators, the organizers wrote. But amidst the chaos, the screaming, the anti-Semitism, the hatred of faith and flag, stood a platoon of American heroes, armored in Vineyard Vines and Patagonia, fueled by Zin and White Claws, these triumphant Bohemians protected Old Glory from the unwashed Marxist horde, laughing at their shrieks and wails and shielding the stars and stripes from Soviet missiles, the site read. The confrontation happened last Tuesday when the campus, among dozens in the nation occupied by the anti-Israeli demonstrations, was targeted by a pro-Palestinian student mob. A group of frat brothers grabbed the American flag to keep it from touching the ground, all the while being pelted with debris and taunts from the angry mob, according to the outlet. Old Glory was later raised after the Palestinian flag was taken down, with students chanting, USA, USA, and it is now protected by a barricade. Well, sorry that in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, they have to go through all of that, but at least this has what seems to me is undeniably a happy ending. And speaking of happy endings, there was... it's just so bizarre. Lloyd Austin, this is clip six, Jeremy. Lloyd Austin was giving testimony in a Senate hearing, and all of a sudden, protesters from Code Pink, their own sorority, which is bizarre enough, rushed out to disrupt the Secretary of Defense, talking about the war in Gaza. Listen, this is clip six.
So we're grateful for our partners in Congress who help.
About U.S. leadership when we're supporting genocide in Gaza.
Committee will come to order. I'd like to formally request those in the audience causing disruption to cease their actions immediately. Security, I'm going to ask you to remove the disruptive persons.
It is illegal. It is immoral. It is disgusting. The whole world is watching what we are doing in Gaza right now. Secretary General, you are supporting a genocide. Stop supporting genocide. Frank
Collins,
stop supporting genocide.
Okay. You're also
focused on veterans winning.
And then Defense Secretary Austin made a rather sobering content, and that led to a content back at him by the one and only Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida. This is clip seven.
1,000 U.S. service members operating a peer system off of Gaza. How many of them will have guns, Mr. Secretary?
Well, typically all of the deployed service members carry guns, and they have the ability to protect themselves if challenged.
So if someone from land in Gaza shoots at our service members who are on the $320 million pier that we're building, you're telling me our service members can shoot back?
They have the right to return fire to protect themselves. Now,
well,
now
do we
again,
think that's like? So now I want to move to the likelihood that you think someone from land in Gaza might shoot at our service members on this pier. Do you think that's a likely scenario?
That's possible, yes.
This is a very telling moment, Mr. Secretary, because you've said something that's quite possible that could happen, right? Shots from Gaza on our service members, and then
you
the response,
shopping.
Our armed service members shooting live fire into Gaza. That is a possible outcome here so that we can become the port authority and run this pier. Right?
That's correct. You know, I expect that we will always
Don't
have the ability to protect ourselves.
Don't you think that counts as boots on the ground? President Biden told the country that we weren't going to have boots on the ground in Gaza.
And we won't.
Okay, but you guys parse the distinction.
Okay, the point is that what they're talking about is building a pier so they can move aid, humanitarian aid, into Gaza and help to save lives. And it seems to me to trying to make this into a partisan issue is not constructive. Speaking of not constructive, I had been looking forward, as I do all the time, to an ambitious new movie that tries to research the intimate lives of the beast known as Sasquatch. And that has resulted in a controversial but ambitious new movie called Sasquatch Sunset. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Established star Jesse Eisenberg, unrecognizable in an elaborate costume as a hairy beast, leads a cast of four in an adults-only tale of a year in the life of a family of Bigfoots. The poetic title, Sasquatch Sunset, and this audacious film features a wealth of unforgettable dialogue. There's actually not a single word in any human language during the course of this disturbingly graphic film. Even for people fascinated by the disputes about the existence of Sasquatch, and I admit I'm interested, this movie is problematic, with contradictions with many of the scientific reports that support arguments for the existence of this creature. Rated a very strong R, 2 stars for the original, challenging, and undeniably disturbing Sasquatch Sunset. Yes, the warning should go for anyone considering seeing this film, because it does feature many scenes of full frontal Sasquatch nudity, and all of this is hypothetical, because they also make Sasquatch into a very eager and voracious carnivore in this film, whereas most of the researchers who have taken a look at the evidence for this creature's existence have suggested it is probably a herbivore. In any event, coming up tomorrow on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be speaking with Professor John Yoo on college protests and Trump's trials. And we'll also be talking to Evan Syatt about his magic soup, typing monkeys and horny aliens from outer space, the patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin myth. And we will be bringing you the very latest on the battles in the courtroom, because Trump is back at it after a Wednesday off, and much more for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.